This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI.
Well, it's a momentous occasion, an era ending in Montgomery County as Circuit Clerk Holly Lemons is calling it a day after a dozen years and will leave office November 5th for a new challenge. And I know that's tough news to handle for some folks who are accustomed to depending on her to keep paperwork and the non-paperwork these days and the courts moving. Holly, first up, thanks for joining me and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's talk about the new gig. I know this is a tough decision for you. And this is something, I guess you haven't just been an effective clerk, but something of an educator. This is not a job that every county has mastered, and you've been involved on the education side of things for a while.
I have. When the Supreme Court implemented the Judicial College in 2017, I was one of the inaugural members to that committee for the Circuit Clerk Education. So this position was kind of a natural slide in for me because I was with the college from the ground stages, And so knowing the development of it and where the future of education in the judicial system is going, it's great to be able to have that ground floor knowledge to take with me.
Well, I know there have been a lot of challenges. As I recall, court reporter shortages have been a problem. Before, we talked about labor shortages in just about every category. So it's been difficult. And then adjusting courtrooms to virtual court. And I mean, some areas have dropped the ball in a big way. I know in some counties, you have people who really haven't gotten a speedy trial. I see the headlines out of St. Louis. It's caused problems in the jail. And it just seems like Montgomery County flawlessly made that transition to virtual court. What was the key to that? Because it's something we hadn't done before.
It was something we hadn't done before. But I will say that us being a paperless court system really helped us get ahead of the curve there. We had a lot of discussions with the judges, and I will just give a shout out to our IT staff here at Montgomery County because they worked really well with us to try to figure out the best way to get everything done and then trying to get equipment in and everything else, you know, during a pandemic. They went above and beyond to make sure we had it all happen. But definitely being a paperless court system from the get-go made it a much easier transition for us because we had the resources available for people to file their paperwork to get notice of court hearings and everything. So it just kind of shifted how we originally notified people, which was typically via mail. We shifted to collecting email addresses. And so when we started collecting email addresses, it was made everything so much more accessible.
Well, I know when the smokestacks stopped producing smoke and caffeine, when the power generating station went down sooner than anyone expected, all of a sudden it creates a coffers crisis over at the county. How important is that evolution, switching to paperless? How helpful has that been to taxpayers on the bottom line for a county just trying to put the pieces back together after that sad tale?
I will say that when we made our initial big cuts several years ago, for us, it was definitely an advantage to us that we were not having to push as much paper. We weren't having to order the file folders, the just small things that, you know, when you're trying to cut nickels and dimes, that's where you're cutting them. So for us to be able to, be paperless in that regard, then that definitely helps save a few dollars here and there.
I don't know how you do it. What is the key? I have estimated that you are 4,700 and 23 times more organized than I am. How do you make an office like that work? Because the responsibility must be awesome.
You know, I've been very fortunate. I have great staff. They make me look good on a day in and day out basis. And I can't say enough good things about them. They have really stepped up to the plate, rolled with the punches. We have a lot of changes that happen every legislative session. We have a lot of changes in the past year on the way we're operating, and they've really worked well adapting to making it what we need it to be, to helping our constituents in the best way that we possibly can to get everything done during these times. So they make me look good, and without them, it wouldn't be near as easy.
Looking at your stamp on the office, what is maybe the biggest difference or some of the significant differences between the day you walked in and the close of your dozen years in office?
It's definitely a different office. When I came in, we were not a paperless office. The skill set was not there. The equipment was not here to make that happen. So in a short period of time, we were able to kind of draw a line in the sand and start making that transition. And I think that we've truly seen the benefits to that with being able to kind of turn on a dime during a pandemic. We've made things more accessible to the public because we have the online options available. I would just say, from when I came in to now, I would say accessibility to the courthouse, to your court records, has definitely improved.
Well, what an honor from your peers over the summer. That had to mean a lot. I know it was a meaningful process and, you know, coming months before the wrap up here, but that obviously was a meaningful moment for you, not only to be honored by your peers in the state, and also be honored to see Judge Roberts take so much time to say, hey, this is someone we need to recognize for her service.
It definitely was. It was a huge honor, huge surprise. It was a very humbling experience. They shouldn't put you on the spot and give you an award like that and then want you to talk all on the same day. It was very, a very honoring, humbling experience to be recognized for the work that I can't say enough great things about him as a person and as a judge. The relationship that we've developed since I've been clerk and he's been resident judge here has meant a lot to me. His mentorship and that has just been phenomenal.
Well, touching on that, I'm going back to the virtual court references. When I think of Judge Roberts, when I watch it unfold, it's as if you'd been doing virtual court, you know, your whole careers. I mean, you guys just hit the ground running.
We did. And, it was there was a little bit of a learning curve, of course. You know, nobody really knew what Zoom was before. So it took us a few sessions to get it all figured out and get the kinks ironed out. But once we got it going, it's not a flawless system, but it definitely runs pretty smoothly now that we've been doing it for quite a while. And, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to be one of the people that had to call in on the first two or three first court dates there. We did get into a groove with it, and it's went well.
I'm on the outside looking in, and I don't know how important working with other departments is for what you do, but it seems like the arms of Montgomery County government function together pretty well.
We do. You know, it really is a big working relationship. My office is kind of a central hub for where the state's attorney's office comes, where the sheriff's office comes, where the judges are, and the public defender and probation. We're just kind of all one big happy family, so to speak. And but we do work really well together. We've been, even with the changes in office holders over the last several years, it's been pretty easy for us to all get into a working relationship that we all have a common goal. And as long as we all stay focused on that, then we seem to work really well together.
Well, just looking over 12 years, what are you most proud of?
It's honestly just being able to represent the citizens of Montgomery County. The trust that they've put in me over the last 12 years is something that I am truly thankful for. And that trust is what makes me proud.
I guess a great thing in this new position, there will still, it may not be day-to-day, but there are still benefits, I would think, for Montgomery County and certainly our neighbors.
Absolutely. It's actually one of the things that made this job, the new position, great for me, is because I'm not losing contact with the courts. I'm still going to be able to help develop the education for the court system. and the new clerk coming in, the clerks throughout the state. There are actually 6 judicial college committees, and I will be over 3 of them working on that, education and development. I'm not sure which 3 yet. I assume clerks is a natural fit, so I assume it will be that one for sure, but it will be nice to still be able to connect to the clerks of the state and be able to, you know, kind of stay where my roots are.
I have to imagine that judicial college, the education is important because I know bodies of government, cities, counties, you're often a target for litigation, and I imagine what you do really keeps counties from being in that position and getting involved in drawn out processes and allows you to kind of stick to the docket and keep working on what's ahead of you.
That's one of the hopes from it, yes, is that we have a well-educated judiciary that can provide justice in the most efficient and effective way possible while serving justice to all, regardless of which side of the fence you're on.
It's kind of like sports. The rule book keeps changing. So, you know, I think that's maybe something people don't appreciate. There's a lot to keep up with as far as changing rules and guidelines.
There really is. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, every time there's a legislative session, something's changing in the clerk's office. You know, starting in 2022, there's going to be a whole new manual on record keeping for the clerks. That's the first time that's happened in 25 plus years. So we've been working on staff training for the last several months and education for the attorneys and the judges, because that's going to change the way that everyone does business. You know, a few years ago, we had the Criminal Traffic Assessment Act that was implemented and changed the way we collected fines and fees, and just the impacts and that has, and the education that we have to continue to provide. I mean, that's this ongoing education that we're providing to not only the people that work in the court system, but the people that utilize the court system. So it definitely is a continuously changing environment.
All I can say is I'm glad I'm on the radio and you're doing that job, because I would be like a scared puppy who didn't want to go outside or something like that. That awesome responsibility, all of those rule changes and everything else. It's just it's mind blowing what you have to do. And thanks to you for your help over the years with this radio station, what you've done for county citizens, the taxpayers, and all the best in years ahead, Holly.
Hey, thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate it. And thank you for the time to speak with you today.
Well, thank you, Holly Lemons, as she's headed to a new position after her last day in office. She will serve as the Learning and Development Manager for the Illinois Judicial College with the administration with the Office of Illinois Courts. County Board Chairman Evan Young will have 60 days to fill the vacancy with the nominee of the Republican Party, the same party as Lemons. Quite a year for Holly Lemons over the summer, named the Illinois Association of County Officials Official of the Year. That's a wrap for this edition of Forum. I'll see you again next weekend for Around Montgomery County. Sean Balint saying so long until then on WSMI.